Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. The number of coronavirus cases here in the United States has risen above the 1 million mark, even as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the Mayo Clinic Tuesday, one of the nation's best-known healthcare facilities. Pence is urging Americans who have recovered from COVID-19 to contribute blood plasma that might help coronavirus patients. Pence's quick trip to Minnesota amid the coronavirus pandemic was also designed to highlight increased nationwide testing of people for the virus after a disappointing start compared to other countries. It also put the spotlight on research designed to detect an active virus in patients and to confirm whether those who have been infected carry antibodies in their blood that could fight off the subsequent exposure. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.